The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Welcome, everybody. We are having a fantastic show today. It's about how to release. And where did this topic come from? I was in Colorado, and I just wrapped up speaking and doing some work in the room. And I had about three people come up to me and say, how do you release? How do you do this release thing? And I realized that, you know, I hadn't really talked very much about this topic, how it affects our abundance, how it affects where we're coming from, what we want, where we're going, how it helps us to release blocks, how it helps us to shift where we're very stuck and tight in certain energetic spots, and we've asked for a shift, right? So that's what the show is about today. This is Sheer Alchemy, where we talk about energy from the standpoint of how we want to move it. You know, it doesn't matter if we've been stuck for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years. It doesn't. Today's the day. It's always a day. If you've gotten the knock on the door and it's time to make a change, it's time to switch things up in your life, you've had a desire, a passion, something you want to create, something you want to step into, but you hit the same wall over and over again, today's topic may very well be the key to you stepping into that dream or passion. So releasing, for many of us, if we think about a release, it on the surface, we just call it letting go. You know, that's one form of it. Just let go. And, you know, that can have some very difficult and painful connotations for people. The next is surrender, as if we're yielding. Now, you know, if we've been working a recovery program or we've been, not necessarily in the abundance field, it sounds like giving up, doesn't it? It sounds like I am going to give up some part of myself. And this is the key to what it is we need to release. Often people will say to me, you know, if they're really stuck, I don't know what I need to let go of. You know, so that's often where I'm working with clients, you know, to kind of discern their field, see where the blocks are, see where the interferences are. And, you know, it's not always pleasant to go into those blocks with somebody because it's kind of like a wounded animal, right? You reach your hand out and they just, you know, want to bite you. When we go into an area that we don't want to let go of, we're touching a wound. We're touching a painful point. But back to the law of attraction, back to what we're drawing into our lives, that energy is attracting as much as all the good stuff we're doing. Okay, so don't think of this, I'm either attracting or I'm not. We're always attracting. Don't think of it as I'm attracting all bad. No, we have so much energy coming out of our fields, right? Our emotional and mental and physical and etheric, our thought forms, our emotions. We have, you know, wonderful feelings about some things we're doing, terrible feelings about other things in our lives. So see yourself as this mix. It's not this all or nothing dichotomy. And then we're thinking about letting go. So the first feeling many people get of something to release is that they're going to lose something very important to them. So as you can see already, this topic is not a lightweight topic. It's going deep into some of our pain. It's going into some cherished beliefs about ourselves. It's going into concepts of what we think we need in life to make us happy. You know, how we can move forward, what we can't live without. So think about this. And I ultimately see this going into places of betrayal and abandonment. So releasing is letting go of something that we're attached to. And the attachment is there. You know, we hold on to it because we want it, because we're afraid of not being without it. We think we need it. We may think it's very important to us. And maybe some of you are thinking now, well, does that mean, you know, I'm supposed to let go of my husband, my wife? I'm supposed to just release my kids? I'm supposed to let go of my job? You know, immediately the cataclysmic thoughts come in. Let's not go there. Releasing can be done from your easy chair. It can be done just sitting quietly in your car. It can be done lying in bed. Releasing is an energetic experience. No one in the room has to know. What you are doing is letting go of something that correlates to a very deep contract, a very deep wound, a very deep experience, so that you can attract in a greater desire. Okay? So why does it start out so painful? I think that our inner child is so deeply invested in some of our attachments. Again, you know, that same thing I say all the time. Our inner child couldn't drive a car, didn't have money, couldn't pay the bills, couldn't go to the grocery store, buy our own clothes. So our inner child is often coming from a place of desperation and franticness. Just, I've got to have this, all right? If we look at our grown-up selves, our adult selves, you know, we'll find out that we're pretty resilient. We are strong. We won't fall apart. There's another part of us sometimes that's very caretaking, taking care of other people, taking care of their needs. And we wonder, well, what will they do without us? You know, their attachments back to us. Now, interestingly, if you were to put the shoe on the other foot, when we find someone's attachment toward us, we can become resentful. It's exhausting. It's tiresome. It's not supportive. We feel like this person is needy and clinging and doesn't want to let go of us for the very same reason that we talk about not releasing the other. So on this show today, it's a very special show. I want to walk you through what releasing is for, what it's about, why it matters, what might be coming up for you, how to do it, how to come to the other side of it. What does the other side even look like? We're so afraid of what that configuration might be. So we're going to walk through all of this. And I want to bring in now the Ascended Masters, the Archangels, the Light Beings, the Healing Teams. Let's bring in the team now. Let's have our secure team ready to support us through this. So we aren't terrified of being alone, desperate, abandoned. All those fears that you can feel right now are coming up. So this is going to be a fantastic show. I'm having a wonderful class right now on empowering our soul path. This is about, you know, increasing the energy of our manifestations in life. And I wanted to announce that starting October 6th, I will be teaching again how to create daily abundance manifestations. This is a four-part class, and you don't want to miss it. If you feel like you've been missing part of the toolkit, part of the energy, what comprises having daily abundance so that your life can be exciting every day, things that come up, you are excited about what's going to happen next, how to work with the energy, how to work with the light beings. Just so many things that we're going to help you through so that you're bringing in abundance manifestations and not just abundance and not just manifestations out of fear. So starting October 6th, every Thursday for the month of October, don't miss it. It is just going to be powerful. You can go to my website, LeslieFontaine.com. That's LeslieFontaine.com. And you can write me at Leslie@LeslieFontaine.com. You can call me 678-665-3366. And today, if you're looking for some work and you want to, bring up some of the challenges that you've experienced with release, the number is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And think about what is going on in your field where even you have circled back to something again in your life. You've been here before. It could be with regard to a job or a relationship or a kind of energy that you persistently attract to yourself. And is it time to let that go? I want you to explore that. And we're going to talk a little more when we come back about what it means to release so that you can have abundance in your life.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
back. This is Leslie Fontaine. You're listening to Sheer Alchemy. And, you know, alchemy is a transformation. So today, I hope you're looking at a part of your life and thinking about what you want to shift and transform. And just as I said that, I just got such a massive shift in the third chakra, the solar plexus. And so, you know, this is a big area of stepping into our power. You know, every time we move forward, think of it, we release something behind us, right? If we turn in a new direction, we release something that's in the opposite direction. So every time we make a choice, we're choosing. Choosing sounds obvious, but we literally are. We're speaking about something. We're putting it out there. We're setting an intention. We're going in a certain direction. And if we're afraid of that, then we get stuck. And I can't tell you how many people I work with that tell me how stuck they are. And I completely get that. So what do? We go to the source of the stuckness. We go to where we feel these double binds, these I can't go forward, I can't go back, I'm stuck in the middle. If I go forward, I'm too afraid of the pain I will feel of what I'm walking away from. I'm terrified that as I go forward, I won't meet something else to take its place. And that's an interesting one right there. And if I go forward, I don't know what's going to happen next. And the assumption behind that one is that I won't be able to take care of myself. I won't be strong enough. I've dug too deep a hole for myself. I'm stuck here. So again, we walk ourselves back into that place of paralysis. And so it comes around again, doesn't it? It comes around again and again. Because a part of your soul essence, which is wanting your highest good, and the highest good of all involved, it's wanting to shift your vibration out of that energy stuckness up into a much higher level. And boy, could the world use that, bringing you up higher. And if we don't shift and we continue to wallow and stay in that place, we have to honestly ask ourselves, why am I choosing that? Why am I choosing to stay in this place? Why have I decided that I must? What are the rules, the underpinnings? Who do I think I am letting down? Where do I get the idea of this is how these things are done? I promise you that Source, the universe, when you put your intention out there and you start moving toward it, it has unlimited, full potentiality of a billion and some ways to get you to your destination. But we can slow it down. We can stop it. We can prevent it happening on time in the most efficient way possible. And then I get the questions from people, well, why does it take so long? Fear. Fear stops us. Fear of what we're leaving. Fear of not knowing what's coming up. Fear that as we shift and grow, we may step into skill sets that we don't have yet, and will we be able to handle it? And often I can walk people through past experiences and other times where we didn't know what we were doing, but somehow we either gained the tools, learned, explored, did it first the first time, completely terrified, and then got better at it. Many, many times you've done this. So again, notice how the inner child is coming in again, just pulling you back, as if pulling you back from the brink, like you're going to fall into this crevasse. You know, you're just going to fall and be powerless and destroyed. Every time you have some cataclysmic vision of what could happen when you make a new decision, understand there is an inner child involved and there are some past lifetimes of repeated experience. The intensity is over the top. Now you have to be brutally honest with yourself, and I'm speaking to myself as well. I have to do this all the time. I tell you all often, you know, if I'm, you know, going into a shop and someone is extremely rude to me, I forget about them and I ask in myself, wow, what in me allowed that? So you have to be honest with your own field. I encourage you not to do the cover-up. Let's be brutally honest and excavate and take a look at what we've held on to as cherished ideas, cherished thought forms. This is how it works. This is what we need to do. Because I promise you, when you release, back to that releasing thing, and you let go of all the ways source could manifest for you, you're going to be blown away. You truly are. But this assumption that you can't handle it, and ultimately that you can't handle pain. Now, that's a good one. You know, we've heard often in therapy and in other places, your pain won't kill you. Well, we sure think it will. Yes, we do. We think we won't survive it. We think everyone will leave us. Well, I can't be that real. You know, there's a lot of addiction issues in the world right now because we're so afraid of being real. We're so afraid we can't control ourselves. Sure, there's a transition point if that's how you've used, you know, medications and things to control your mood, to be happy, to be stable, to be in some sort of plateau so you can hang on to the world. But there is a phase when we go through, you know, shifting and changing where, you know, it may not look pretty. That's okay. You will survive it. So let's go back to releasing. Many of us are holding on to toxic situations at work, in our relationships. Some of us are doing projects and careers that we don't like. Some of us have a very low threshold on our financial picture. When I ask people to stretch their financial abundance meter, you know, higher and higher and higher, you'll feel where you're uncomfortable. That's a clue of what you think you're capable of. So wouldn't that be fantastic to go into that threshold right there and take a look and go, where did I learn to value myself at that level? What about that makes me afraid? So there's going to be many answers, all right? People tell me all the time, well, I'm not sure I'm listening. I'm not sure I can hear. I'm not sure I'm getting guidance. Yes, you are. You just don't like what you're hearing. Because then the next thing comes in, well, my parents did the best they could. I think if I hear that line one more time, I don't know what I'm going to do. I know I'm being very dramatic here. I do not criticize our upbringings, all right? I'm talking about energies. When we're looking at your ancestral line and we're looking at agreements and contracts and loyalties and vows and cords and things that, you know, that affect your field so that you don't see beyond a certain point, or you carry the fears of your generations and go all the way back, you know, to the Dust Bowl or to the Depression or to war. Those things need to be brought into completion. They need to be brought forward. You're not in that situation. There are many people in this world right now who are, but you're not. So allow yourself to take a look at where that threshold, that limit, that view of yourself came from. Where did you learn that you weren't smart enough? Where did you learn that, you know, well, that's a lot of responsibility to be an entrepreneur. I'm not sure you're up for that. Where did you hear that? At your mother's knee, at your father's knee? Was there a teacher that told you never good at math? You're just terrible at math. Is that still true? Really? I found that I was so terrified of my math teachers, but I was pretty good at math. I didn't know that till I was long into my 30s. So think about messages that you've learned and acquired and how these are blocking your field right now. And then ask yourself, am I ready to let go of that? So again, your inner child comes back into the picture and says, well, if we release that, we'll be an orphan. Okay, that's the abandonment energy. See, this is, if you don't follow the string, if you don't go all the way, you don't find out what is at the crux of the block, the crux of the stuckness. And then you ask yourself, am I willing to release this? Am I willing to forgive? So this is a big button as well, which is forgiveness and resentment. We often hold on to unforgiveness as almost a way to stay strong. We can hold on to anger as a way to be strong, to say what we think, We find we don't have courage to say what we think unless we're angry. So you want to explore all this. And now we ask ourselves, do I want to release that? Do I want to let go of that low-level fear vibrational energy so that I can be coming from the light? I can be coming from a higher vibration. And in the next segment, when we talk about this, what makes us afraid is how vulnerable we feel in our imperfections. You know, Source, the universe, God, the divine, is not looking at us as a big performance. I told a client last night, you know, nobody's going to get healed by my great personality or my charisma. That is not healing energy. You may be highly entertained by that part of me, but that is not the healer part of me, is it? So my job in my vulnerabilities, within my flaws, is to keep my pipe as wide as possible so that source energy, the divine light, can flow through me so that when I'm working with someone, that energy is fully able to do its work. All right? So when we release anger and we release our toughness and we release all these projections we have, they are cover-ups for our strength within, for who we are stepping in to become. And that ultimately is what the release is all about. Source is not going to have us release and then dump us on the sidewalk outside our house that we used to live in. Source is going to give us our desire and more. But the releasing is letting go of old attachments and energies that have stopped serving us. If anything, they've become detrimental to our walk, to our life. And we are being challenged to step into a greater, more wonderful part of ourselves. After the break, let's continue. And the number to call if you're interested in work is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819, and you're listening to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine.
It's that time of the year again. The Woman of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is right around the corner. Join us on October 1st from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at North Seattle Community College Conference Center. Admission is free. Festivities include arts and crafts, energy healers, intuitive readers, delicious food, and more. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womanofwisdom.org. That is womanofwisdom.org. And we'll see you there.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com.
We are back. This is Leslie Fontaine. We're talking about attachments and releasing those attachments, and why releasing can be so difficult and how to do it. So in this segment, we're going to actually go through the motions of a release. And first of all, I want to acknowledge to everyone, releasing can be difficult because look at all that we have to work through. I've just talked about that for the last two segments of the show, is all the reasons why we don't release. We're terrified of what's on the other side. We're afraid of who we'll be without that thing that we're so attached to. We don't have confidence that we can take care of ourselves. You can go to the root of many of your fears and find out what the core issue is and where you learned it and why you learned it. And then the next thing that you ask yourself is, can I release it? So a little preface to this whole releasing business. Releasing is letting go of the energy of attachment. It does not mean that you abandon your partner or your children or walk out of your job or decide you're never going to make money again or all these things, okay? All these extreme things that may be coming to mind. Releasing is an energetic decision in that moment. And you ask yourself, am I ready to let go of this situation? Now, the next thing is that it may not be a bed of roses while you walk through the release process. You're going to hit those core pieces within you. And that makes sense, doesn't it? It makes sense that as you let go, you are coming upon some traumas and some grief and some anger and experiences that you feel like are stirring up wounds from the past that you had suppressed. A suppressed energy is still going to come out and still attract, all right? So it makes sense, doesn't it, that as we release, we're identifying the core issues and the sources of this pain, this agony, this thing. Some of us wait so long to release until we hit the wall. We either lose the house, the partner walks out on us, we get fired. You know, we wait for the direst of circumstances because we don't want to make the decision ourselves. We want someone else to make that decision. Doesn't that sound like parent-child? So again, notice how your inner child is in there, used to not having to make these decisions, being told what to do, waiting for the other shoe to drop. In this case, see yourself as stepping into the highest form of yourself, stepping into your highest good. When you release, and you're allowing source and guidance to be a part of the process. You are not doing harm. You are not harming your loved ones, your job, or yourself. You are releasing a part of yourself that often is holding you back. You know it. Now, I'm talking to many of you right now. You know exactly what's holding you stationary. What's keeping you from stepping forward? Don't act like there's all this mystery. There isn't. You know what it is. We just don't like to talk about it with one another. And we get afraid of the negativity and all that. And that's a whole nother show. What we're talking about here is we're releasing something that is an attachment. Attachment is based in fear. So technically, we're releasing the fear. We're releasing the wound. We're releasing that experience. We're releasing this threshold financially, or conditional love, or, you know, I am here until, you know, X, Y, or Z conditions get met. So we do a release energetically. We start to sense the depth of some things. I found for myself that some of my releasings can take days. It doesn't look good, but it's come up. And I'm willing to take a look at it. And often the fear may be about taking care of ourselves. Can I do that? Deep down, you know you can. All right? But somewhere you've got to release the message that you can't. Let go of that. Holding on to anger and hostility and unforgiveness. I talked about those being cornerstones of power. We only feel powerful when we are, you know, expressing our anger and holding on to a grudge and, you know, being very stuck in a tortuous emotions that we just are very moody and can't come out of. Am I willing to let that go? I have some things, I'll be honest, I don't want to let go of yet. I can tell right now they're not healthy. So can you. So here we are, we release. We allow all this stuff to come up to the surface to take a look at it. And then we go, all right, what else is attached to this? What else is making me feel I can't let go of this thing? Because I want to attract something better, something higher, something more resonant with the better parts of myself. We've heard so often how it's so much easier to go through life, you know, without being on the ground in a relationship or a job, right? Because that's where life really, you know, becomes reality. And we see all these parts of ourselves, you know, that we'd rather keep hidden, you know, from a distance. Nobody has to know these things about us and all that. So look at your situation as a mirror and an opportunity to let go. So let's release the work. Let's say that one of you is trying to let go of a job that's very toxic for you right now. And you're so afraid that if you let go of that toxic job, that you will be destitute. Okay, that's the belief. Do you see how releasing is tied to a belief? So first you have to go into the parts of you that have sensed abandonment and have had betrayal there, where someone didn't come through for you. Someone didn't support your choice. Someone didn't love you. So is this thing out there taking care of you in here? So now we're going, I can take care of myself. I release any core fear that I can't take care of myself. I release any energies that I have to be abused in order to be taken care of. I have to work in a toxic environment in order to earn a living. I release all of those beliefs. I release that this is good for me, the best for my family, because you know what? You bring that energy home, right? You bring all that with you. So something is showing up for you that is for the greater good. But then the fear is that source, like our parents, like others in our life that were authority figures, will not be there for us, will not come through. I want to tell you, every single time I have done a surrender and a release, absolutely amazing energetic shifts occur for everyone around. I've had work situations turn upside down, relationships with a partner turn around, just incredible outcomes that happen. Because when you switch out the energy of fear with the energy of unconditional love, just feel that right now. Some of you are doing it. You are drawing in the most amazing solutions. Don't look at your life as all a problem. This is a journey. So now see yourself drawing in the most amazing solutions. And stop yourself from thinking you have to figure out what the solution is, how it's going to show up, what outfit it comes in, what town it's going to be in. Let go of all that. That's your control part. Control is another form and expression of fear. So allow and release it to come on in. All right. Now, I'm telling you, what most people don't tell us when they say just release is that word J-U-S-T. They shouldn't say that, right? That just should not be the word they use. I'm not minimizing what this takes. When you release, it could be days. And you will go through all of these emotions and all of these experiences and reflections and memories. And then you will come to the other side, because your answer will continually be to affirm, yes, I release. Yes, I surrender. Yes, I yield. I release and let it go. And I promise you, the most incredible outcomes arise. Problem solving is not holding on until you get the answer. So many of us worry, 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 fear, 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 anxious, 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 holding on. I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to get the answer. Sometimes our picture of the timing is way off. And we've set this timing artificially. Well, it shouldn't take that long. Says who? Says what? Who are you? What is your internal process? What's your growth path? What is your soul path? Take these artificial barriers off. Allow yourself to shift through the process. Take a mental health day if you need to, if it's getting really intense. But don't shut it down because it doesn't look good. Allow yourself to go all the way through the process. And when you come out on the other side, there is such amazing joy and such a fantastic release. And the feeling of not being attached to situations and circumstances around you liberates your energy field to now draw in the most amazing of circumstances. This is Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy. After this, the conclusion.
In retirement, will you have enough money to live life on your terms? Everyone has retirement questions, so ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. If you get clear and then return to the old patterns and blocks, and your answer to that healing is that you can't or you have to, then you may have a lot of fear that keeps you from choosing your greater good. There's no shame in not being ready. It just may not be time. But if it comes around again, let's try again. We shut ourselves down because we can't imagine another way of handling situations. Source is unlimited. Let's let go of the I can'ts and have to's and see what shows up. If you're ready to shift into your best life, visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, classes, and audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we're back. We've been talking about releasing. This is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy. We are looking at transforming those parts of us that we have served up today to release, to let go of, and to step into the new. Understanding that releasing is an energy. It's an energetic commitment that we're making. We haven't gone out, left the house, left our loved ones, abandon our job. We haven't done any of that. This is a releasing of the energies of attachment, which are based in fear, and our control energies, which are also based in fear. We're always trying to figure things out. Well, what's the solution? How am I going to make it happen? If we have avoidance energies, we're looking at that, and we're releasing our avoidance energies because that's also a form of protection. Are any fears about our security and where security comes from and how we limit that? So now just allow yourself even to release where you've had your feelings hurt. And notice that place where someone hurt your feelings. They either said some things that were very disparaging and unkind, and maybe you have some energies of people that are being very coercive and manipulative and you don't know how to say no. And so just allow yourself to release the fear of saying no, to release the place within yourself, that wound that someone's able to touch and get you so upset. And ask yourself, you know, am I done with that? Or is this situation one that's not healthy anymore? The releasing is the precursor to an action. But there's a gap. Because between releasing and the action, there are all kinds of ways that situations and circumstances, intentions and desires can manifest. So because of our control habits, we want to figure it out. Hold that part of you back a bit. Try not to do that. Allow yourself to do releasing and surrender. And now let's bring in the Masters, the Archangels. Some of you are doing some beautiful work right now, and your heart space is looking so great, and your high heart. Some of you feel like you've allowed a relationship to keep you from stepping into your purpose, to stepping into who you are, but you don't know how to let go of the relationship. So be courageous and explore, why am I holding on to the relationship? What does the relationship mean to me? What is good about it? What hurts my energy? What causes me to play small in the world? Where do I not speak my truth? Just walk through. Do your own investigation within yourself. You know, sometimes we go and ask someone else to do these investigations. Well, they haven't lived your life. They aren't doing your walk. You've been through 200 some lifetimes, and the particulars of your path are unique to you. So allow yourself to trust what's coming to you about why you're holding on. Now, if you can't right now, it's going to come back around. You don't have to worry that this is your last chance, you're going to blow it. That's old religion talk. If you can't do it, it'll come around again. Maybe you're making more progress than you think. But the key to releasing is, who will I be without the unforgiveness? Who will I be without the anger? You know, would anyone speak to me if I didn't enforce certain controls? How about that part of you that feels so unloved? Going into that part. And then remember the part of you that's drawing in that conditional love, that manipulation, as if that's the only way to be loved. Or the threshold of the finances and what you've decided that means for you. So right now, just allow yourself to release it. Just even see your hands moving it off of you, just letting it go and allowing yourself to go to the deepest part of your wound and going to every instance in your field where this particular energy has been driving the bus in your field, and ask yourself, can I let this go? Can I release any fear of who I'm going to be without this, and trust the source and the light beings and the angels will draw in what is best for me based on my higher self and my highest good? How awesome can that be? And as sort of little things come up, as you hit some unwanted feelings, as you hit some uncomfortable energies, examine it. Don't shove it under the rug. Examine it and ask yourself, what's that about? And you begin to understand your own field. You begin to understand how you've operated in this world. You know, we can't release everything all at once. This is something that happens over a period of time, and for many of us, over lifetimes. All right? So give yourself a break. Something is showing up now for you, and it's allowing you to take a look at this part of you and ask yourself, am I ready to let this go? That's the only question you have to ask. Am I ready to let this go? What's it doing for me? And do I want to step into something better? Because you don't know what's going to be better, doesn't mean it's not going to be better. We have a very funny way that our mind works. Our finite mind assumes the worst. Our finite mind says, well, if I don't know what it is, it's going to be bad. No, I don't know what it is, and I release how it's going to unfold. And I trust that my higher self is going to draw to me and allow me to experience the best that life has to offer at this time in my life. There is so much fear and terror that comes from thinking we won't take care of ourselves, we can't take care of ourselves. And it is amazing how often that very thing defeats us from stepping into our abundance. Releasing is the key. Notice where you're holding on and just see your hand open up and allow it to go. And it does not mean that that loved one will leave you. It does not mean you will get fired. It means that there will be a shift in your organization, because now that contract, that agreement is no longer based in fear. It's based on unconditional love, and you're allowing yourself to step into the best form of yourself that you can. I want to remind you again of a class coming up, Creating Daily Abundance Manifestations. A lot of people don't teach this stuff. It's a little scary to imagine that every day we can create abundance. But we can, and I'm going to show you how. So if you're interested in that, give me a call, write me an email. We're going to be starting October 6th on that class. And there's so many ways that I can work with you. If you're interested in some help shifting and moving the blocks that are showing up for you, the areas of paralysis that hold you in those double binds where you can't move forward and you don't want to go back, then give me a call and I would love to work with you so that we can move these things that have perhaps been with you for a very long time, and you can step into that dream, desire, and intention that you've been having for a very long time. It's time to put some wheels on that dream. It's time to give yourself a chance to step into all that you are. This is Leslie Fontaine and Sheer Alchemy, and I look forward to hearing your stories of how you released some of the major barriers that have been holding you back from stepping into all that you are.
You've been listening to the hit show Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.